problems we'd all like to have way too much cash.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Who would want a mountain of extra cash on hand? Think of the headaches. Poor Apple has a $137 billion mountain of cash, and one of its big investors is suing to get Apple to stop saving it for a rainy day and to give the extra profit back to investors. The company's response to the hedge fund lawsuit is expected today, Sally Herships reports.
You would think rewarding shareholders would be an easy call, but Apple has a reputation for being conservative with its cash.
I think that it goes back to its days when it was struggling in the PC space 10 or 15 years ago.
Brian Colello is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says because Apple's stock price has declined, investors want to be rewarded in other ways. Hedge fund manager David Einhorn sued the company. He wants Apple to issue something called preferred shares, a kind of stock that pays regular dividends.
And the shareholders, particularly Einhorn, are saying, we would like more of that back because you don't need it. And your business is going to keep generating cash.
Steve Kaplan teaches finance at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
And I think Apple's response is, we're starting to give you the cash back.
In the past year, Apple has returned $10 billion to shareholders through dividends and stock buybacks. It's pledged to give back another $35 billion in the next 2 years. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
Apple's CEO Tim Cook called the shareholder lawsuit a, quote, silly sideshow. His comment came at a big technology and internet conference in New York Tuesday, full of institutional investors, venture capitalists, and the media. The bloom has been off the Apple in recent months amid fears that iPhone sales are drooping and that the company might be diluting its brand with too many products. Cook needed to do some fancy talking. The Guardian's U.S. finance and economics editor Heidi Moore is a familiar voice on Marketplace and was listening to Cook's pitch.
Tim Cook, who's known for having a pretty flat affect, was speaking in these lyrical terms. How when he goes to an Apple store and he's depressed, all of a sudden it's like Prozac. It just lifts him up. And it was pretty funny, but it was also pretty interesting because he has to make a really strong case for his company right now. A lot of the guys in that audience are investors. They think in terms of money, in terms of profit and loss, and here he's making an argument about how much people should have a spiritual element of their engagement with Apple, and that's why the company is worth something.
Following Cook's presentation, Apple shares closed down 2.5%.